Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
The Big Show Entertainment Report with Jayden Forster.
With all the gossip and scandal. Good morning, Jayden Forster.
Good morning, PT.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you.
Someone who's not is Andrew O'Keefe. He's really fallen from grace and heading back to court today, facing new violence charges, Jayden Forster.
Yeah, it's not good for Andrew O'Keefe. He spent the night in a police cell up in New South Wales, and he was refused bail yesterday after he was arrested in the very early hours of yesterday morning after a 38-year-old woman reported him to police for allegedly assaulting her inside his Sydney apartment on Tuesday afternoon. As you said there, he'll appear in court today for the very first time on six very serious charges, two counts of choking, three counts of common assault and assault occasioning actual bodily harm. So obviously very serious charges. It's understood that the 38-year-old woman that I mentioned there was actually visiting Andrew to discuss a potential business idea when, as police say, an argument broke out and things spiraled from there. In just what I think anyway is a very disappointing development in this story of Andrew O'Keefe, a man who, not through his lack of trying to get on the straight and narrow, he certainly tried very hard at times, but the story of a man who just seems like a very tortured sort of soul who sadly finds himself at the mercy of his demons sort of time and time again. So as I said, he'll be in court today. We don't know how he's going to plead when that particular time comes around, but there's a legal process that will play out and we'll see what happens from here.
And of course, the last time he was in court, I believe, if memory serves me, the charges were dismissed on the fact that he has bipolar disorder, which is a mental health condition and brings along intense mood changes. So whether that will be brought up today, I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's something that I guess we'll have to wait and see down the track. But yeah, you're certainly right there. That was the main reason, essentially, why those charges were dropped under the Mental Health Act the last time. So, yes, interesting times, very just disturbing and disappointing developments for him.
A great TV show is about to return to our screens, the small screens, that is. This Is Your Life is making a comeback, Jayden.
Yeah, talk about a blast from the past, hey? This Is Your Life coming back. The TV Tonight website, I got the scoop on this one. I wish I had it, but they have. So as everybody in the industry will know me, credit where credit is due. And they reported the exclusive yesterday that Channel 7 is actually picking it up again and bringing it back. Of course, they had it originally way back in the 70s with Mike Willacy in the chair there. And numerous people have gone on to host it since, the last one being Eddie Maguire for a very, very brief run in 2011. But it's certainly coming back as that's the way it seems at the end of the year. Same sort of style format as it always had, sort of, profiling the lives of famous Australians. But interestingly, Channel 7 are saying that the sort of look and tone of it will have more of an event-style vibe. So it sort of sounds like they're going to be doing it like TV sort of special sort of things. But yeah, look, always very popular back in the day. We'll see how it goes.
I was actually on YouTube this morning reliving some of Bert Newton's episode of This Is Your Life, The Great Man Moonface. Right. And it was being hosted. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but one of the 60 Minutes crew was the host of that particular episode. But I'm going to pop that up on our page this morning as a reminder of how good that TV show was. To wrap up this morning, Jayden, Nicole Kidman continues to dominate Hollywood's awards season, and she's got another big award. What's this one for?
Yeah, well, this is for her portrayal of Lucille Ball in the movie Being the Ricardos, that just seems to be picking up awards left, right and centre at the moment. And yeah, it's got another award for her on Wednesday evening at the International Actor Awards. So we obviously have the Actor Awards here in Australia. These are the international ones. It still puzzles me why we have the international ones, but anyway, that's not important. She took out the award for Best Actress in Film for her portrayal of Lucille Ball in that one. So that was the award that she won on Wednesday, again beating out the likes of Lady Gaga and Kristen Stewart to win the gong. So She's got a Golden Globe in the bag now from last month. She's up for a Screen Actors Guild Award next month, and we get the Oscar nominations next week. So her grasp on award season certainly rolls on. I think Lady Gaga should probably win something for her role in House of Gucci somewhere along the line. But look, a deserving win there for Nicole Kidman on Wednesday.
Mm. Big Show entertainment reporter Jaden Forster, thank you as always. Have a great week, and we'll chat again next Friday.
Pleasure. Thank you, Pete. Thanks.